You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. At his apartment in Kalamazoo, artist James Watkins lays out painting after painting of great African-American icons. He stops to show me a collage-like piece he did on Rosa Parks. Just one look at it tells so much of her story.
That's the bus that she drove, rode on to make her stance of American flag. That's her being fingerprinted by the police officers. Got a white-only colored and boycott sign.
Watkins is one of the artists in the exhibit Common Ground, which opens at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts tomorrow. It's a multi-city exhibit that shows African-American art through the ages, stretching all the way back to the 19th century. Watkins' contribution is called Victims. It depicts a scene from Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, as the two children wait for the bus to take them to Stamps, Arkansas, to live with their grandmother.
And then I got this imaginary thing at the bottom, a strip of heads, the African-American heads, or heads of color, and they got tape painted over their mouths. So the ideal is that they are victims as well as the people at the bottom of the strip. The kids are victims. They don't have a name on their name tag. And Maya Angelou, I remember she said she didn't speak for about a year or two. She was raped at age 8. So, she didn't speak for about a year or so.
This is the Common Ground exhibit's last stop in the state after showing in Flint and Muskegon. Tracy Glab is the curator of collections and exhibitions at the Flint Institute of Arts. She says the three-city exhibit was something the museums thought up as a way to save money by pooling together what each one had in their collections.
We also are very sensitive to our communities and that we have African-American population, and we wanted to do an exhibition of African-American art and in all three areas and really highlight what we have in our own collections.
Glab says each museum has something rare to offer. Muskegon has some of the earliest works, like portraits from Joshua Johnson, considered to be the first African-American to make a living as a painter in the United States. Flint has work from modern greats like Chikaya Booker, Richard Hunt, and Willie Cole. And Kalamazoo's collection has photography from artists like Gordon Parks, the director of the original Shaft film, as well as photojournalist Ernest Withers. Glab says Withers captured rare photos of civil rights events like the Montgomery bus boycott and the Memphis sanitation workers' strike.
He was really often the only photographer to record the scene because at that time, the early part of the movement, most mainstream press were not interested in going to these locations and taking photographs.
The exhibit takes you through five historical themes. The first shows work of early Black American artists who were lucky enough to get access to fine art schools in Europe. Glab says these artists were most interested in making art that would sell.
They were focusing on the same subjects that other artists were showing, such as landscapes, portraits, biblical themes.
But in the next theme, African American artists finally start to show their culture in their work during what we call the Harlem Renaissance era.
They're creating images that depict their daily lives. They're showing their own history, their own experiences.
The third and fourth themes are combined to show Black Americans' struggle to gain equality after the Civil Rights Movement.
To bring awareness to other people outside of their race that these things were happening.
Glab says the last theme kind of gets out of chronological order. It's about African American artists embracing abstraction.
Some artists, like Phil Rath Hines, just did not want to be identified as an African-American artist. He just wanted to be identified as an artist. So he was doing very abstract work because, to him, he wanted the viewer just to see his work.
But Glab says the point of this exhibit is not really to show the similarities in African-American art, but the differences.
I think what you see is diversity. You see the artists being united in a cause, but yet doing it in their very own individual way.
You can see the Common Ground exhibit tomorrow through November 15th at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.